Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Jamie Foxx is out of the hospital, but Dean, still no word on what his condition is or was?
They have been very private about why Jamie Foxx was in the hospital for the past month. It's when they first reported it. In fact, they didn't even say that he was released from the hospital. Over the weekend, his daughter, Corinne, posted an update on Instagram saying that he was has been out of the hospital for weeks and, in fact, has been playing pickleball over the weekend. So apparently he's feeling okay. All of this after they were not saying a word, that it was a medical emergency. That's all that they would say. They were preparing for the worst. They still have not said what was the cause of any of it. They also did make an announcement this morning that Jamie Foxx and his daughter, Corinne, will be hosting a new game show, a musical game show, kind of like a Name That Tune kind of show on Fox that'll be out later on this year. So he's he's playing pickleball and
strange,
ready for work.
Yeah, usually like the National Enquirer and tabloids like that are on diseases pretty quick and reveal everything, but this time it's a mystery.
They kept the lid on this, mm-hmm. and it's their right. It's privacy, of course, so why not? But we're just so used to knowing everything that mm-hmm. we feel like we need to know everything.
And we know some behind-the-scenes stuff now about the Kelly Clarkson show. What's going on there?
Yeah, this is disturbing because I don't remember the order in which all of this happened, but first it happened on the Ellen DeGeneres show, then it happened on the Steve Harvey show, and now the Kelly Clarkson daytime talk show is being accused of being a toxic work environment for its employees. About 11 current and former employees spoke to Rolling Stone magazine and said that they are overworked, underpaid, and that their mental health has been suffering as a result of how they are treated on the show. They say not by Clarkson herself, that she is delightful, but by some of the producers on the show. On social media over the weekend, Kelly Clarkson posted a statement saying, "To find out that anyone's feeling unheard or disrespected on the show is unacceptable." And she will do more investigating as a result of it. Meantime, the show is shut down because of the writer's strike. Nothing is going on right now. It should be pointed out that Kelly Clarkson has been paying the salaries of her staff while the writer's strike has been going on. So it's a pretty nice thing to do.
Yeah, it is.
I think. Mm-hmm. On a side note to that, they made an announcement a couple of weeks ago that the Kelly Clarkson show is moving from L.A. to New York. So some staffers are going to be offered the opportunity to move with the show if they want to. Or else they're going to be, without a job. So it's an interesting time.
Yeah, well,
over there.
See if they can recreate the toxic workplace in New York as well.
Wow, if we complained every time we were overworked or underpaid, that's all we'd be doing.
Talking about the writer's strike, this is going to affect the Tony Awards, isn't it?
It is. Doesn't look like the Tony Awards are going to be on television this year because of the writer's strike. The usual presentation involves Writers Guild Association members writing the script for it all. People have said, why don't they just go ahead and do the show and just announce the winners and have performances? But a lot of the performers are not going to want to cross picket lines. So the producers of the Tony Awards went to the Writers Guild and said, can we get a waiver so we can go ahead and do the show? It's a big deal. First of all, I think the Tony Awards are the most entertaining award show of all of the award shows that are on television. I always joke, that I watch so you don't have to, because most of the shows are so horrible. But I gladly watch the Tony Awards. because you get to see the best of Broadway, and it exposes so many shows to a national audience. And people say, hey, let's go to New York and see a show, or, you know, if they happen to be there anyway, they know some of the shows that are involved. And if this is not on television, that's going to be a huge another huge financial loss for the Broadway community following coming out of COVID. So later on today, the committee for the Tony Awards are going to decide if they're going to do like an old-fashioned just awards show dinner that will not be on television, or whether or not they're going to wait until the writer's strike is over and then put on the show as usual. But, you know, I feel bad for all the people who are nominated. You know, first it comes to mind Glenn Ellen's own Sean Hayes, who is nominated for his role in the show that he originated here in Chicago at the Goodman Theater, Good Night Oscar.
Right.
He's very likely going to win the Tony Award. It'd be a shame if it's not on television. We don't get to see our local boy say thank you on national TV.
And there's no sign that the writer's strike is going to be over anytime soon.
No movement on that at all.
Talking entertainment with Dean Richards, and what are the numbers from the weekend box office, Dean?
Yeah, well, a big week weekend, again, for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, took in another $60 million in its second weekend of release. Total take now globally is $528 million. Super Mario Brothers also hanging in there. It's still the number two movie of the week. Book Club, The Next Chapter, scored the number three spot. Evil Dead Rise, the movie people love to go to for Mother's Day, was number four. And then after that, it was Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, rounding out the top five.
On Mother's Day, actress Riley Keough paid tribute to her mom, Lisa Marie Presley.
Yeah, social media is loaded with you know, everybody saluting their moms over the weekend. But one of the most poignant was Lisa Marie Presley's daughter, Riley Keough, who wrote and posted on social media, lucky to have the best and most deeply loving mama I could have asked for. Lisa Marie died January 12th after being rushed to the hospital after suffering cardiac arrest. So, you know, one of those sad stories of someone spending their first Mother's Day without their mom, as so many have. But let's say, you know, look at the positive side. I know so many people who are celebrating first Mother's Day, just you know, having their first babies and celebrating a first Mother's Day. So hopefully everybody had a nice day yesterday.
Yep. Your Michael J. Fox interview, very sad in some ways, kind of hard to watch and to hear, tough, but very important and so moving.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
Well, I think it's ultimately optimistic. It is tough when you actually see the physical interview, which we've got posted on the web, and to see his tremors, which are, you know, they're getting worse all the time, more pronounced all the time. Something that he has lived with since he was 29 years old. Michael J. Fox is now 61. He was diagnosed in 1991. And has been living with this ever since then, trying to hide it in the beginning. Now it's, you know, it's gotten too big to hide. So he has decided that he just wanted to be public with this to create awareness, to continue to raise money for Parkinson's research, which, by the way, his foundation now has raised $1.3 billion for Parkinson's research. I think because of, you know, people are so supportive of him in particular, and, you know, to see his courage of dealing with this and, you know, not having a pity party for himself, but dealing with it head on. We were lucky enough to be one of the few local TV stations to be chosen to talk to Michael J. Fox. We did a Zoom chat with him the other day, and one of the things that I asked him about was why he chose not to be private with this.
Why you decided to go so public with something that would just be easy to, you know, to live with whatever you have to live and not have to deal with all the public attention to it?
This is a common misreading of it. Really smart people that still don't get that But I had no choice. I had no choice to I kept a secret for 7 years, and it was literally like steam ripping at the seams. It was just I stuffed that bag with so much deception that it just exploded. Because I couldn't keep it. I was doing Spin City, and I was my whole life I was trying to keep my left hand still. So it became just very difficult. And then I also had tabloid people that were meet me at the doors. I came out to go to work in the morning and scream like, "What about the Parkinson's?" Like I'd run over their baby with a truck or something. I don't know how it related to their life. But they were really angry that I hadn't shared my diagnosis. And I didn't want to reward them, but I had to find some way to live with it and move forward and have a life. And then a remarkable thing happened. I reached out to Parkinson's organizations because there was already a lot of stuff out there. And I wasn't completely satisfied that there was any purely goal-related foundation or organization. I mean, they were really terrific, and they had projects and raised money on a prodigious basis, some of them. But so I thought about it a lot, and I just thought, well, I'm going to leave the show, and I'm going to create this foundation. And that is such a privilege that there's nothing else to do but that.
Yeah, he details this very frankly and honestly, and even at times humorously, in this new documentary on his career, his skyrocketing career, what happened when the diagnosis came down, and how things have been going ever since then. In this new documentary that is streaming on Apple TV Plus, that's called Still, a Michael J. Fox movie. It is streaming online, or if you want to see a movie in an old-fashioned way on an actual screen, it's over at the Gene Siskel Film Center on North State Street.
And finally, The Weeknd changed his name. How come?
Well, I guess he doesn't want to be The Weeknd anymore.
What is he now, Monday?
I guess the midweek blues, shall we call him now? He has been going by this name and became one of the most popular musical performers in the world with this name. But now on his social media accounts with new projects, he is going by his real name given at birth, Abel Mekonnen Tesfaye. Abel Mekonnen Tesfaye. The Weeknd was much easier to say, I'll be completely honest. But that's his name. Abel? I guess it would be Abel, right? Like Cain and Abel? Uh-huh. Abel Mekonnen Tesfaye. If you're looking for him, and I'm sure most of you are, on Twitter and Instagram, that's what you want. And he said his plan is to kill The Weeknd as time goes on.
He wanted to take Records as his middle name, but, somebody got that.
Already taken. Truly already taken.
Thank you, Dean. Talk to you tomorrow.